Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research, National Public Opinion Firm. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
What's that?
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or
something else? I identify as male, yes.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently reside?
New York.
And what is your zip code, just to make sure we're cool areas in New York?
12603.
And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1948.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I'd say somewhere in the middle, 5.
5, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, or will not vote for president?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably, likely the Democrat.
And here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is close to your own view. The first one, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second one, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government will prevent women from making that decision for themselves. Or the last one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Which is closer to your own view, the first one, the second one, or the last one?
The first one.
And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions, and or abortion is totally banned in New York.
The first one.
And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Yes, I'm not very concerned.
I'm very concerned.
And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Does it hurt? Is that what you're asking?
How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state?
Oh, I've heard plenty.
Okay, only a little, or some?
Quite a bit.
Okay. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And now we're almost done. We're 60% now. Thank you so much for your time. Here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. Add certain protections to the state's Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And what ballots are behind your current decision to vote yes on the developed measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion.
Right now you're breaking up. I can't really understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I will repeat the question, okay? Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, now, yeah.
Okay. What values are behind your current decision to vote on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state...
As soon as you start talking, I really can't understand.
Okay. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind the decision on the following list. It's safety, responsibility to younger and future generations, right, empathy, equality, making decisions about your own body, privacy, freedom, control of your own life, or responsibility to women. Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision to vote yes.
I would vote yes, yes.
But is that because of the safety, the rights, the empathy, equality, the freedom, or which one?
Okay, not only are you breaking up, you're really fading out right now.
Okay, please pick the two values that trust your decision to vote yes. It's because safety, rights, empathy, equality, privacy, freedom, responsibility to women, or control over your own life, or safety.
Control over your own life.
Okay. And just one more, because you need to pick two. It's
okay.
Because safety, because of the rights, empathy, equality, privacy, freedom, making decisions about your own body or responsibility to women.
Making decisions about your own body.
Thank you. And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less motivated to vote, more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I didn't really get all of that.
Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less motivated to vote, more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference?
It makes plenty of difference. Yes, it makes plenty of difference.
It much more motivated or somewhat more? Or
much more.
Thank you. And if you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your... likelihood
more likely to vote for
it. More or just somewhat more?
A lot more.
Much more. And if you learn a candidate for political office to oppose the ballot measure,
I can hardly hear anything now. You're breaking up after every word.
Okay. I will repeat the statement. If you learn a candidate for political office to oppose the ballot measure, will that make you less likely to vote for that candidate? More likely, or does it make no difference?
I didn't understand the question. I can't hear you.
If you learn a candidate for political office oppose the ballot measure, will that make you less likely to vote for a candidate or more likely to vote for the candidate?
If he were to oppose that measure, that
correct.
Person would oppose the measure, it would make me less likely to vote for him.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, or want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exemptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? To the best
of
your knowledge.
I would say legal without exception.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the state to decide on their own abortion laws?
I don't think that. I think it should be a national referendum.
Okay. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want
yes,
a national ban?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's very important, somewhat important, somewhat unimportant, or it's not important at all?
Very important.
And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? It's very important, somewhat unimportant, or not important at all?
Very important.
And now, we're at 75% again. Thank you for kind of help. We're almost done. You will now be, sorry, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda of Project 2025, then answer some question on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail, and based on what you just read, sorry, based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral, somewhat favorable, or very favorable?
Is the question, do I think about conservative values being, I look at them as being unfavorable for these conditions.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
And if you learn candidate for political office supporter the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposes the abortion ballot measure in your state, will that make you less likely to vote for that candidate? More likely or make some difference?
If they were to vote not to uphold abortion values in my state, I would look upon it as unfavorable.
Much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Much less likely.
Somewhat less. And here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please make a statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. Just two. The first one. For all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates to prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We all need to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. That was a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all.
I would say that's a very convincing reason.
The last one, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. That was very convincing, somewhat not convincing, or not at all.
Okay. I would be most likely to vote up and down the ballot for people who support abortion rights.
Correct. But what you just heard is very convincing, somewhat, or not very convincing reason.
Very convincing for what?
Okay. How convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure?
Yes. I would be very convinced to do that, yes.
And now here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. And please make a statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure.
I would not vote for that person. I would not vote for them.
Correct. But I need to read everything verbatim. I'm sorry. But just a brief statement, okay? I mean, you tell me very convincing comment or not. The first one, abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let the state determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress. That was a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, or not at all.
I would not vote for anybody who is not in support of abortion rights.
So not at all convincing reason.
Pardon me?
It's not at all convincing. What you just heard, to vote
You're
for
right.
Republican candidate.
I've been not.
And the last two, science tells us that bones for babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fish have a facial expression and that their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. That was very convincing reason, somewhat not very or not convincing to vote for Republican candidate.
It's not a convincing reason.
Not at all, okay? And the last one, Americans want a common sense position on abortion, but white votes for Republicans who support reasonable exemptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. That was very convincing, but not at all for Republicans.
It's hard to tell about that one. I would probably say not very convincing.
Not very convincing, okay? And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Now that you have a little more information, from 0 to 10?
Okay. I'm not sure. I can't really tell about this. I'm going to say 5.
5, okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president ever held today, for whom would you vote? Now that you have a little more information, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Alexander Osterwalder.
Okay. The information you've given me is good, but I don't think it has swayed my vote anyway. My idea was to vote for her under any circumstance.
So, still Democrat Kamala Harris, correct?
Yes, correct.
And if the election results today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects your right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes to protect abortion rights.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, whom will you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Most likely the Democrat.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I'm not a college graduate, but I attended.
But some college, correct?
Yes.
Are you married and married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married and living with a partner.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not
the
able
2020?
To vote? Yes.
Okay, I voted for Biden.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from both sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Okay, a little over 100,000.
Thank you. And we'll deserve, thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.